Decision-making is a communication process, and for formal symbolic communicators, decision-making is based on understanding information about the issues, knowing the options and consequences, and communicating a decision. So far in this session, we focused on comprehension and expressive communication supports. Now let's address the supports that people may need to make decisions. Some people need decision-making support because they have reduced life experience to draw on to make a specific type of decision. Some people have little or no experience making decisions because decisions have always been made by somebody else, or their past efforts to make decisions have been ignored or denied. And some people who have communication disabilities may need support to make decisions in specific areas such as problem solving, organizing thoughts, sequencing and planning actions and events, weighing up pros and cons, considering risks and safety factors. And these areas are often referred to as executive functions. They are all cognitive, linguistic, or communication processes. So when we address decision-making support for people, we need to consider not only the decision to be made and who will assist, but also the specific type of support that a person may need in the situation. In other words, decision-making support is not just a person, it's a process, and it must be seen within the larger lens of comprehension and expressive communication support.